online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Changes to the practical driving test sat by thousands of learners in Kent every year have come into effect today. Molly went out with Wayne Langford from A-Class Driving School to find out more.
So Wayne, what are the key changes to the test?
They now extended the 10-minute independent driving part to 20 minutes and also following a sat navigation system. Driving into a bay is being added, but two manoeuvres have been taken out, which is the corner reverse and the turn in the road. They're going to ask you the show me, tell me questions while on the move, and they will have to reverse two car lengths back after they pulled up on the right and then rejoin the traffic back to the left in a safe manner.
Do you think it's, with all that in mind, getting harder for young drivers on the roads?
Well, I think it's more realistic driving is what they're actually looking to achieve. And I think if we're not conversed with using a sat navigation system to get from A to B, then that could cause problems.
So do you think that's going to be the biggest challenge then, the sat nav?
It takes the actual instructor away from giving instructions, and they're preparing themselves by looking at the actual TomTom, seeing, you know, where they're going, because it gives you advanced warnings as well.
But not everyone's happy about the changes. Some examiners in Kent are going on strike because of it. Nigel Rawlins explains why he's walking out.
Most of the cars that we've actually been out in so far, you haven't been able to secure the sat-nav properly within the car. The additional factor on that as well is the fact that they've done a timing study, which has actually shown that the new test is taking longer than the old one.
Examiners are also taking action because of a row over pay and safety concerns, and say issues from a couple of years ago still haven't been resolved.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere today, Toys R Us has confirmed it plans to start closing at least 26 of its UK stores from next spring. It will put up to 800 jobs at risk, but the retailer says it needs to transform to meet today's market. The Prime Minister and the Brexit Secretary are in Brussels this afternoon, hoping to make more progress towards future trade talks. They're meeting EU politicians for a working lunch ahead of a bigger Europe-wide summit late next week. Hundreds of thousands more children and pensioners are said to be living in poverty than 4 years ago. Simon's got more for KMFM.
This single mum admits life is a daily struggle.
You're not living, you're just maintaining. You haven't really got any money left to do anything.
Her baby's among 4 million UK children now living in relative poverty. The Joseph Rowntree Foundation's report defines that as around £300 a week for a single parent after housing costs. Campbell Robb from the charity says it could get worse.
The freeze on benefits, that will drive hundreds of thousands more people into poverty over the coming years.
But the government insists the number of people in absolute poverty is falling.
A teenager has been taken to hospital after being attacked in Canterbury. A footpath between Military Road and Northgate was cordoned off by police after it happened yesterday lunchtime. A 14-year-old boy and 19-year-old man have been arrested and remain in custody. A mum and son have been rescued from a fire at a house in Margate. Crews were called to the building on Buckingham Road just before 3 this morning. The pair were given oxygen and checked by paramedics but didn't need to go to hospital. And Canterbury has been named one of the least festive places in the country. The city's come 7th in a national survey of locations lacking Christmas cheer. The table's topped by Norwich, followed by Nottingham and Leeds.
Sport. With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and we'll find out later who Gillingham could play in the third round of the FA Cup. The draw's being made tonight, although the Gills will need to get through a replay to secure their place. They drew 1-1 with Carlisle at Priestfield on Saturday and face a long trip north a week tomorrow. Here's manager Steve Lovell.
I think we're going to Plymouth for Saturday's game on Thursday, and then we'll come back and then go on the Monday to Carlisle. So then we'll be home on the Saturday to Bristol Rovers. So it's job, isn't it?
That's great.
It's our job, and that's what we've got to do, and look forward to it.
In cricket, England have given themselves a lifeline after day 3 of the second Ashes test with Australia in Adelaide. They were bowled out for just 227, then fought back to reduce the host to 53 for 4 in the second innings. Australia still lead by 268 runs. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos bounced back from a disappointing defeat in the league on Saturday to pick up a win last night. They were beaten 7-1 away from home to Swindon Wildcats before beating Cardiff Fire 7-2 at the ice rink in Gillingham. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.